Welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is a guest all the way from the UK. Thank you for joining me on Zoom today. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself for us?
Sure. My name's Matthew Jarrett, and I'm the arts consultant working on the Charleston, Missouri Landmark Project. I've been working on it for about 2 years now, and it aims to create a really unusual and an amazing moving artwork for Charleston.
Wonderful. Could you clue me in about a little bit about what's been going into these pieces? What are some of the nitty-gritty details of it?
Sure. So the person behind the project is a lady called Mary Manley, who grew up in Charleston, but actually lives in the UK now. She runs one of the world's most interesting independent bookshops in north of England, where I am. But she was really keen to do something about the town of her birth. You know, she grew up in Charleston. Her father was the mayor of Charleston. I think her grandfather created the town. So there's a big kind of family connection there. And she had this idea of whether we could create some sort of really special artwork, which would encourage people to turn off the I-57 that runs right past the town and come into the town, see the artwork, maybe get a coffee, spend some money, and enjoy the other features that Charleston has. So what I've been doing is I've been running an artist competition. We've had about 140 applications from around the world, some really major artists applying. And what we've done, we've shortlisted six of them, and they've made proposals, which we're opening an exhibition of the proposals in Charleston for the next 4 days during the Dogwood Azalea Festival.
Yes, wonderful. I know you talked a little bit about the significance to her. What is, would you say, the significance to you to being able to put these pieces together and go through and see this many different artists?
Yeah, my background is sort of organizing big art projects around the UK, and I've done a few international projects. So I'm always the person sort of between the client and the artist to try to sort of interpret both ways. And the really unusual thing about this is often these projects are city councils or big corporations wanting to do a major structure. So this is very unusual in that it's an individual lady with a vision. She's putting her own money into it. So that's a very, you know, very different and interesting process. So my role is to sort of interpret Mary's brief and then really excite the artist to get the best out of them. So we've got a whole range of different proposals from the artists to look at.
Right. And what's it like speaking all those different languages, you know, working with creatives and also the business mentalities? What's it like to be so deep in the process?
It's about keeping it really simple. I had a sort of art school training, but I've always worked between sort of people building buildings, you know, doing construction, and then clients wanting to do something special, and then the artists. There's always this sort of three-way group. So really clear communication is probably the key, and just making sure that everybody understands what the other party is concerned about and what their kind of hopes and aspirations are. So a lot of my role is running between people kind of with questions and queries, and then hopefully we bring it together in an exhibition like this and people go, wow, you know, that's, I didn't expect to see these kind of ideas coming forward in Charleston.
Speaking of some of these creative ideas that come out, what would you say are some of the highlights of the cultural and artist ideas that you've seen come out of this?
Well, we've got six artists and each one's made a model of their proposal, and they're really different. So we've got an artist who kind of specializes in a kind of steampunk kind of design. And his vision is to create this huge tree with sort of pods and flowers and blooms that open and shut with color and light. We've got an artist working with technology who's going to create the illusion of a sort of never-ending staircase. Is quite unexpected. One of the British artists, there's four American artists and two British artists. One of the British artists is proposing a full-size train, which is cut into sections and each section rotates, but on the hour, it forms a full-size train again. There's like a clock idea in a lot of these projects. One of the other artists is also using the tree theme, but in a very futuristic way, and using huge pink metallic spheres, which rotate. So the whole tree rotates every hour. There's an animated clock with all sorts of kind of quite humorous things happening with farmers and farmers chasing pests and things like that. It's quite a kind of funny, kind of family-friendly idea. And the last idea is an idea for a huge heart, sort of internal heart shapes, which all rotate And then again, on the hour, it comes back to being a single form again. So in many cases, the ideas are sculptures, but on the hour, every hour, they do something. They transform or they perform.
Right. That's really interesting. I am running out of time here. So is there anything else you'd like to note about working on the project or it coming together?
Yeah. There's one thing which I think is really amazing is the local support. So the local dentist has actually donated the site for the artworks. We've got a really big site at the gateway of Main Street. So Doc Peterson and his wife have actually given us the site. We've got a great farmer and businessman called Hudson Bird, who's chairing our steering group here. And another local businessman, Mike Muller, who's giving us the exhibition space at 101 on Main Street. So it's really fantastic to have this support of local people, because it is a really different project. It's an unusual kind of idea that we're developing. So yeah, I would say the local support has been really fantastic.
Thank you. That's so wholesome and heartwarming. Thank you again so much for coming in with me.
Great. I'm glad we made it work on Zoom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.